All right, we are sitting here upstairs at the Harbor Office, and there's an awesome second story view of North Harbor. I mean, everything looks like it's in place. Where are we at in that process?
Last fall, we entered into tearing the old 60-year-old harbor out, the old North Harbor out, and then we sat back and let the Corps of Engineers come in and do their project, which included dredging the entire basin out. And then when they were finished with their portion, we went back to work with our contractor, and they put in what you see here. And it is a beautiful state-of-the-art facility that is really exciting, really exciting.
You said it's state-of-the-art, so the nuts and bolts of that, what are those details?
One of the things that we tried to do in this facility is to get all of the wood out of the water. In the other harbors, you'll see that many of the stringers and the beams that are supporting the floating facility are actually submerged in water. You know, wood and water tends to deteriorate. Yes, we were able to get 65 years out of that design, but the products that are produced today are not the same products that were produced 65 years ago when you had old growth timber and you had creosote saturated material. You can't buy that kind of thing anymore. So when we start talking about glue lam beams that are made out of materials that are multi-layers of different kinds of wood and glue, it doesn't really sound, you know, to even a novice like me, that that's a good thing to put in water, you know, and try and get, you know, years and years out of. So we went with our design team, PND Designs out of Juneau, engineers out of Juneau, and we came up with a design that is being used around the state. But we are the first larger commercial harbor that has used this. It's a poly tub. It's a plastic tub that is filled with some of them are filled with the styrofoam. Some of them are empty, and there is no wood in the water. It's out of the water a lot higher than our other harbors, just because the saturation of the wood in the other harbors is allowing for the harbor to sink. And so we constantly have to go through and resupport that by putting styrofoam billets underneath. And we shouldn't have to do that in this harbor. And so we're looking at, you know, long-term getting 60, 70 years out of this facility. And that's the key, you know, for a community like Petersburg. We can save, we can put away money, but we have to realize that these facilities then have to last a lot longer.
Since you've been part of the harbor and working at the harbor since you've been 17 years old, I mean, you were here at the beginning in 96 when this North Harbor project began. So you've seen it all the way through. How does that make you feel?
Well, actually, I grew up in the North Harbor. My dad had stall number 37 for about 50 years. And so, yeah, I'm really anxious. I'm really excited about it. And I'm proud of, you know, everything that we've been able to accomplish. And I think, you know, Petersburg is on the map for our harbors and our fleet. And I think it's, we kind of deserve this. You know, it was a hard-fought battle, but it's definitely been worth it.